Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Kisetze. Elo Tavshin Ayin Ches. Learn to remain Sosa for Hashem for Baruch Tzibber Ben Rivka Batya Beso Sharchol Yisrael. Obviously for the protection of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael throughout the world. So our first idea comes to us from the Kotzker Rebbe. You know, he talks about the Parshas Kisetze is packed, jam-packed with mitzvos. Pasuk says in Chav Alef, Rogamu Ko'ancha Yira Ba'avana Vameis, and you have to pelt this Ben Sower Amore. You pelt him with all these stones and you have to destroy the evil within him. And ask the Kotzker Rebbe, it's such an interesting thing because at the end of the day, when Yishmael was doing the wrong thing, and he was influencing Yitzchak, the halacha wasn't to kill Yishmael. The halacha was that you just say he had to leave the house. Why is it that we don't have this futuristic outlook when it comes to Yishmael? That okay, one day he might cause this, but when it comes to the Ben Sora Mora, we have this futuristic outlook at this kid that he might one day cause something worse, so we nip it in the bud now, we kill him now. What's going on over here? Says the Kotzker Rebbe, a beautiful idea. He says, the Ben Sower Mora, Mora comes from the Lashon of teach, like a Mora or Mora, the teacher. He says that this kid is not just affecting himself, he's affecting everything around him. Everyone around him is being affected, and because that is the case, he's Nidon Ashem Sofo. Because he is going to affect other kids in the classroom, other kids in the school, in the neighborhood, that is going to cause him to have a different end than Yishmael. Yishmael wasn't Nidon Ashem Sofo. He wasn't judged on what it was going to be at the end. Because people weren't going to learn from him. But the Ben Sower Mora, his whole essence was that someone would be able to learn from him in the wrong way. That's what we nip in the bud right here, which actually connects to a beautiful idea I heard over Shabbos from the Darche Musar about the Inyan of Egla Arufa. Why is it that the Beis Din, they're the ones who are charged with the responsibility to be able to go get this dead body found in between two cities? Why? What's it with them? Why is it their responsibility? Says Rav Naiman, the Darche Musar, because at the end of the day, if the Beis Din would have had a good influence on the community to be able to walk their friend, their guest out with a mazonos, in a sense of care and courage and sensitivity, then all the balabatim would have had it. If it would have started from the top, right? If it would have started from the leaders of the community, positivity, then it would have. Then this never would have happened. That's why the Beis Din has the one who has to go out. And I think how important it is to be able to understand our actions matter, not only for us, but everywhere we go. Our speech, our actions, they have a domino effect everywhere we go. What a beautiful message to be able to understand from the Kotzker and from Rav Naiman. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Meshech Chachma, just as Yartzeit last week. The Pasuk says in Chaf Beis Dalet, Lo Sirez Chamor Achicha, you should not see the donkey of your brother or his ox, and then you should hide yourself. No, you have to lift it up. Says the Meshech Chachma, and I saw it and quoted in the Tam Vadas of Moshe Shtorbach Shlita. If you look at earlier in Mishpatim, Chav Gimel Dalet, the pasuk says, "Ki sifka shor oyivcha," when you counter the ox of your enemy. So ask Meshech Chachma, why over in Mishpatim it says that when you see the anki of your enemy, and here it says achicha. Here it says when you see the donkey of your brother. Why the difference of the achicha and oyvecha in Mishpatim, and here it's achicha? What's the difference? Says the Meshech Chachma, beautiful insight. He says in Mishpatim it was before Chet HaEgel, and a person was allowed to hate his friend for the sins that he did on purpose. But over here in Kisetze, it's after the Chet HaEgel, and every person has to worry about themselves. So he has to worry about his own mitzvahs and his own averos. And therefore, at the end of the day, you can't look at your friend's averos. You can't be looking at your friend's. That's why it says achicha over here, because after Chet HaEgel, you messed up. Don't worry about him. But before Chet HaEgel, a person could have hated someone because we were clean. But now, after Chet HaEgel, everyone has to worry about their own averos Hashem, which I think which connects very very much to last week's Kiddush Levi, our opening idea. But at the end of the day, a person has to be able to judge himself and nobody else, right? It's a shofet v'shofet tita and lecha. You be a shofet forever for yourself, but when it comes to everyone else, v'shofet v'am mishpat tzedek, you give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Stop worrying about everyone else, worry about yourself. And when you worry about yourself, other people will learn from you as well. Stop worrying about other people's mitzvahs and averes, and worry about your own avodas Hashem. And that's why Tzavka says over here, achicha and mishpatim zoyvecha, oyvecha, at the end of the day, we were all one people. We were able to have this inyan of people to hate. Hit our friends for their sins. But now, after the sin of Eagle, we all got schmutzed up, and in the Chet HaEgel, we have to worry about ourselves, worry about our own Inyanim. How special and important this message is in the month of El. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes up from the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, right? The mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. The Pasuk says, Chav Beis Zayin, just a few Pesukim later, and the Sheni, Shalech to Shalech Es Ha'am, You should send away the mother bird and then take away the kids. And the machlokas, we showed him what's the whole Indian people for this mitzvah. But the Ramban really says it. The Ramban says, do you want to know why Hashem Baruch Hu give us this mitzvah? Ramban says that Hashem Baruch Hu gives us this mitzvah shiluch hakan because it implants in a person the attribute of compassion, the attribute of empathy. And he says the Ksav Sofer in a deeper way. He says that if we're going to be so careful and so compassionate and so kind to animals, what's going to happen? The Ribbono Shel is going to tell us, wow, he's so compassionate for animals. I'm going to make sure to give him a long life. Right? We know the Chazal tell us in the Gemara, and all Chazal say that there are two mitzvahs that we know that we have a long life for Kibbut Avim and for Shuluch HaKan. The Ribbono Shel says, hey, you're using your life for kindness. I'm going to give you more years. I'm going to give you many years that you'll be able to help a large number of people, not only animals. And this will increase your days instead of shortening them. Being compassionate at the end of the day towards animals brings you more life because the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, hey, you're becoming a more kind person. You're becoming a more caring person. At the end of the day, I'm not only going to give you life, but I'm going to give you extra life because you're using your life for not only for yourself, not inward, but outward. And we know the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch brings down that at the end of the day, El stands for Ish L'Re'eo Matanos L'Avyon. Ish L'Re'eo, I heard from my Rabbi Cohn Shlita, he said that Ish is Gematria 311, L'Re'eo is also 311. That we have to be Ish L'Re'eo, we have to be a man to our friends, Matanos L'Avyon, we have to be caring. This is the month of caring, this is the month of kindness, of going above and beyond for each other. And that's what the mitzvah Shiloh HaKan shows us. The mitzvah Shiloh HaKan shows us, just like you're going to be caring and kind to animals. That'll have a ripple effect for human beings. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, yeah, you're being a caring, kind person for the life I'm giving you. Now I'm going to give you a lot more days because you're using your life in an outward way, always caring and being kind and going above and beyond. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Sfas Emes and also the Chiddush Shorim. They're different things here, right? We know the Chiddush Shorim was the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. The Pasuk says in Chav Beis Chav Dalet, there's going to be a virgin girl who's betrothed to a man, and a man finds her in the city and lies with her. Right? And essentially, he rapes her. What happens is that they take them both to the gate of that city and pelt them with stones, and they shall die. The girl, because of the fact that she didn't cry in the city, and the man, because of the fact that he affected the wife of his fellow, what he did. So it says the Sfas Emes is a very much deeper idea here on the words "uskaltem osam bavanav amesus anara al devar asher lo tzalka beir." What's the deeper essence on the words "al devar asher lo tzalka beir"? Says the Sfas Emes, a person is mechuyev to scream out to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he doesn't daven. Right? Sha'odam mechuyev litzok ve'eino tzoek. He davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has the ability to daven, and he doesn't daven. It says the Sfas Emes in Tav Resh Lamed Dalet, harib mischayev benafsho. You get a certain unease name. Someone comes to your door and you give him a dar, but you don't daven for him. That's mischayev benafsho. You get someone who's sick and you forget about them after one Shmon Esra, you don't daven for them. Mamish, you don't daven for them. Mischayev benafsho. Reminds me of that the story. My Rebbe Weinberger Shlita once met the Kalav Rebbe by Meiron, and the Weinberger pushed his way to the front to get to the Kalav Rebbe and the Kalav Rebbe Beretz Yisrael, I believe, and he gave him his name of the name I think of his sister who was having trouble having children, and the next time the Rav Weinberger saw the Kalav Rebbe, he was like 2 or 3 years later, and the Kalav Rebbe looked at Rav Weinberger and he said, "No, what happened with your sister?" He said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, the next year she had a baby girl." So the Rebbe said, "Why don't you tell me? I've been davening for 2 or 3 years because someone who cares about everyone, someone who's not just a davening once. It's mamash. You hear something, you're always davening for it, and that's what the words adavar shalot tzalka ba'ir. You hear something and you don't cry about it, right? You should have davened for something and you didn't daven for it. Mischayev benafsho. Put a beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes. The Chiddush Shorim says it a little differently. Chiddush Shorim says when a person sees something that's not doing the right thing." And you don't say something, that shtiga kadai damya. It's being silent, it's like you're admitting to it. Like my grandfather said about the Poles. The Poles were worse than the Nazis in the Holocaust. Why? Because they were bystanders, right? That's the fancy Holocaust term. They were bystanders. Because they didn't do anything against it, it's like you're agreeing, you agreed with Hitler and you agreed with everything he did. It's a nara ashat adavar ashat lot tzaka. You see something wrong, you don't say something. That's what we're about. Right, the Sfas Emes is really focusing on the tefillah aspect. The Chiddush Shorim is really focusing on the avera aspect. Don't be a bystander. Step up and do what's right. Moving on to idea and final idea number five. All right, then Mafti, we famously remember the mitzvah of Amalek. Zochor es Hashem Salach Amalek. Baderech betzeschem Yitzrayim. Chaf hei Yud Zayin. We have to remember what Amalek did to us on the way out of Egypt. And Rashi explains over here that at the end of the day, why did Amalek attack us? He attacked us because we were dishonest with our weights and measures. Ask Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Darsh Moshe. In Parshas Beshalach, the story of Amalek where the whole thing happened, Rashi explains that the war with Amalek happened because we had lack of faith. We said, right, we weren't sure if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us or not. And now here it says because of what? Because we weren't careful with the Midos and Meshkolos. We weren't careful with our, we were dishonest with our weights and measures. Which one is it? In this Rashi says we're dishonest with our weights and measures. And then Beshalach it says that we had lack of faith in Rabbeinu Shem. Says Rav Moshe, beautiful idea. He says, really, they're really the same. When we left Egypt, after seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles, and we denied Hashem's existence, we didn't have full faith in Rabbeinu Shem. That was a lack of faith. It's the same thing here. When a person cheats in his weights and measures to get a little bit ahead in your parnasa, that's also a lack of belief in the Rabbeinu Shem. Yeah, a person has to believe in the Rabbeinu Shem that he has to do your hashtalos, and the Rabbeinu Shem will help you get your parnasa in the right way. But as soon as you start cheating your taxes and cheating your everything, it's a lack of faith. So really, says Rav Moshe, it's really the same. In Beshalach, when they said, "Where's the Rabbeinu Shem?" It's a lack of faith. And here, it's someone who's dishonest, it's a lack of faith. We have to know that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shem, especially now, a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and especially Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shem decides everything. We do, of course, we have to do our shtalos, but know that we have to be yasher, and everything comes from that. Let's just review these five ideas. He started off saying from the Kotz Grebi, the first idea, why Dafka was Ben Sora Mora different than from Yishmal? Yishmal wasn't Nidon al Shem Sofa, but Ben Sora Mora is killed on the spot for what he will do. Why? Because Ben Sora Mora, he affects everyone around them. And he's a Mora. He's someone who teaches others by his negative effects. Because he has that terrible negative quality, that's what's going to bring him down. And that's what the Darchi Musar says, that the Egla Rufa, by the Bezin is Chai. Why? Because it never would have happened in their city if they were the ones who were preaching about everyone always bringing people out with Levia, with food going out. And then that never would happen. Reminds me of a story. Blazer Geldzeller once had a kick out of yeshiva, and because he said the kid was affecting everyone else. But he also had told the kid, just because I have to send him out doesn't mean that you don't have to. You still have to go be your friend, go be a chaver to him, and be a friend with him. Beautiful idea. The second idea is a Meshech Chachma. Why Dafka does it say over here that you have to love, you have to hate your when you see your friend, the donkey of your brother? Ben Mishpatim says when you see the donkey of your enemy. Says the Meshech Chachma, no, because there it was before Chede Eagle. We were clean, but here after Chid Egel, here it's Achicha. Everyone has to worry about themselves as the Mashiach Chachma. You worry about your Avodah Hashem, you're about your mitzvahs and veras, and at the end of the day, don't worry about everyone else's veras. You have to worry about it. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, actually, an idea I heard from Rabbi Goldberg over Shabbos also. What does it mean that he was scared to go to work because of his Aver Shabbiyado? Is that Aver Shabbiyado means that he wasn't able to let go of his sins. Right, he wasn't able to let go of his sins. He was constantly focused on his sins, and that's why he can't go to war, because his sins are bringing him down. Right, there is an Indian of thinking about your sins, but also moving on. But here says the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says that no, there was before Chayit Egel. Here is after Chayit Egel. You have to focus on yourself. The third idea we said was from the Ksav Sofer, Shiluch HaKan. The Ramban says, why in the midst of Shiluch HaKan? Because it helps a person in become more compassionate. It says the Ksav Sofer, why Dafka is that the mitzvah, you get the reward of Arichas Yomim. The Baruch Hashem says, you're using your days for kindness and caring. I'm going to give you not just days, but I'm going to give you extra days because you're showing that you're using your days wisely, caring about each other. And that's what El is all about. Each day, Yom HaTanos Levyonim. Sasemes in the Chudash Rim says, Asher Lo Tzalka. What does that mean? Asher Lo Tzalka. It's an Arad of Asher Lo Tzalka. But here, the Sasemes says that a person's chayav to daven. And you don't daven, that's Chamez Chayav and Avish, right? Like the Chalav Rebbe, he was davening, always davening, davening, davening. The Chedush Shurim says a little differently. He says, Al Devar Shalot Tzaga Ba'ir, right? You're a bystander. You don't say something, you don't step up. Then it's like Shtika Kedoya Dami, right? The Chazal say. It's like being silent is that you're saying that it's okay. No, you have to step up and say what's wrong and do what's right. It says Rav Moshe, Dafka, why Dafka here? It says that we were attacked by Amalek because we weren't dishonest with our measures. But in Beshalach, it says that we are lack of faith because it's really both lack of faith. The lack of faith in Beshalach, we saw everything from the Rabbeinu Shem in Egypt. And here, when a person's being dishonest, you don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you your parnasa that's set up from Rosh Hashanah and you're trying to get ahead. No, it's a lack of faith also. It's really all one reason. The Rabbeinu Shem should bless us. Ez Hashem, to always be positive influences on everyone that we meet, to focus on our own avodas Hashem, to please God to always become more kind and caring to everyone we meet, and Bez Hashem to always daven when you have to daven, step up when you have to step up, and to believe the Rabbi Hashem wherever we go in our lives, Bez Hashem.